Couch cushions of the world, beware. This weekend, there are more big-time sports events on television since, well, trust me, since quite a while. You can watch the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals, golf's U.S. Open, some pretty good baseball games, and, of course, the biggest sporting event on the planet.
Goal in Gelsenkirchen! Magnifica la jugada!
Will it be Van Persie? Yes, it will! With what a result!
Goal in Berlin! Acaba de marcar Freddy Newman!
Soccer's World Cup continues. That tape from ESPN and Univision Online. The next game for the U.S. is against Italy. That's tomorrow. Joining us today, as he does most Fridays, is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, the U.S. did not start off well in this tournament, a 3-0 loss to the Czech Republic earlier this week. I guess that makes tomorrow's game against Italy crucial.
It's pretty much win or go home. Now, the U.S. played terribly against the Czechs, no doubt about that, but we're dealing with some elevated expectations because the Americans did reach the quarterfinals of the World Cup 4 years ago. You've got to understand, this is the best U.S. team ever, but its skill level is still far below those of the top European teams. On the other hand, the fact that everyone's paying so much attention to how badly they played is, I think, the strongest sign yet that soccer is making slow progress into the consciousness of the American media and fans. There's been, I think, an overwhelming amount of media, television commercials that assume we know who international soccer stars are, and tremendous amounts of coverage.
Are TV ratings backing all this up?
Yeah, they are. They're way up from 4 years ago. Not exactly surprising because that tournament was in Japan and South Korea, and most of the games were on in the middle of the night. But there were also huge games over 1998 when it was in France. Same time difference. ESPN2 is averaging 1.5 million viewers per game so far. It's a lot more than in 2002. ABC did about double that for three games last weekend. Interesting, I think ESPN is getting outrated by Spanish language Univision. It's averaging about 2.3 million viewers per game. Univision drew more than 5 million viewers for Mexico's first game this week.
So if we're talking numbers and ratings, let's put all this in context. We've got the NBA Finals going on, the National Hockey League Finals also going on right now, and the men's U.S. Open golf tournament this weekend. A lot of television
and a lot of primetime television. Those are finals. They're not first-round games, and they're our sports. The NBA better have bigger numbers for its finals than the World Cup does for its early rounds. And it's important to note also that those are on network television in prime time. The World Cup games have been on cable television between 9 and 5 Eastern for the most part. The good news for fans of all these sports is that you can pretty much stretch your TV viewing day tomorrow and Sunday between morning and midnight.
Back to the World Cup, if we could. We still have another week of first-round play in the Cup before the single elimination phase begins. Who's looking good?
Well, a lot of the countries that you'd expect to look good. Argentina was brilliant today. They scored 6 goals against Serbia, one more beautiful than the next. Spain has looked strong. Germany's looked okay. England has won both of its games so far, but hasn't been dominant, and so its fans are a little worried. Brazil also won its first match, but it was uncharacteristically unspectacular. The underdog surprise so far is Ecuador. A lot of people attributed their qualifying for the tournament to the fact that they play their home games at 9,000 feet elevation, but they've won 2-0 and 3-0 over Poland and Costa Rica without a mountain in sight.
That's Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Have a good weekend.
You too.